Hi, my dear students. In this video, I'd like to introduce my husband to you. I'm gonna speak only English again. I'm going to speak only English in this video. And I will speak about my husband. I'm going to speak about my husband, his job, and his hobby. Look at this picture. This is my husband, Martin. I'm married. I'm not single. I have a husband, and his name is Martin. You can see him in this photograph. That's him. That's my husband, Martin. And what do you think his job is? What is his job? What do you think? He's a driver. He drives buses and trolleybuses. He's a trolleybus driver. I teach English. I'm a teacher. Martin drives a trolleybus. He's a trolleybus driver. He likes his job. Martin likes his job very much. But it's not the only thing he likes. He has a hobby, or I can say he has a passion. Passion is a great hobby. His passion is photography. You can always see him with his camera. This is him, and this is his camera. He loves taking photos. He spends a lot of time with his camera. And he takes photos. He takes pictures. I think his photographs are really special. I like them very much. I think they are special. They are unique. And I would like to show you some of them in this video. Martin likes animals, and he often takes pictures of them. He often takes photos of animals. He loves dogs, so he often takes photos of dogs. He loves all kinds of dogs. Big dogs, small dogs, black dogs, white dogs. Simply, he loves all dogs. But not only dogs, he also loves cats. We have cats at home, and he often takes pictures of them. But he also likes to take pictures of other cats. We think that cats are magical. Cats are magical animals. And what about you? Do you like cats or do you prefer dogs? What do you prefer, cats or dogs? I must say, I love both. I love both cats and dogs. Martin also takes pictures of birds. Martin also takes photos of birds. He likes birds. Now you can see a pigeon in the picture. There is a pigeon in the picture now. And his name is Emil. This kind of bird is a pigeon. And his name is Emil. We call him Emil, like Emil Holub. A pigeon in Czech is Holub. And Emil Holub was a famous Czech traveler and explorer. And this pigeon, this Holub, is named after him. Emil Holub, Emil Pigeon. You can see two parrots in the picture now. The word parrot rhymes with the word carrot. This is a parrot and that is a carrot. But I'm talking about parrots now. These two parrots belong to our neighbor. This is our neighbor, and these are his parrots. These two parrots belong to our neighbor, and they can talk. Really, I'm not lying, I'm not joking. These two parrots can talk, but they cannot speak English. They can speak only Czech. And they use a very dirty language. They use bad words. Because the neighbor is their teacher. He teaches them bad words. And they use a very dirty language as a result. Now you know that my husband's passion is photography. And you know that my passion is English and teaching English. But I'm also keen on gardening. I am keen on gardening, which means I love gardening. I enjoy spending time in the garden and working. I spend a lot of time in my garden. It's the best relaxation for me, or meditation, or a kind of psychotherapy. When I'm in the garden, I forget about all the problems. When I'm gardening, I forget about the world around me. I forget about my problems. And I concentrate just on my work. Listen to the birds singing. Bees buzzing. I love the sounds of nature. And I love the colors of nature too. I am a very passionate, very enthusiastic gardener. I'm keen on plants and flowers. Plants and flowers are my hobby, my passion. And what about you? Do you have a hobby or a passion? What activity helps you to forget about the world around you? Please let me know about your hobbies, about your passions in the comment section below the video. Thanks a lot.